The Heidi and Frank Show. Steve Byrne, the star of Sullivan and Son, get him in here. Steve is a
friend
of the show.
Come on, we've been waiting all week.
He's been on the show a couple different times, and now look at him.
Big
famous
TV
superstar, Steve Byrne.
Hi, Steve. Good to see you.
How you doing, man?
Good. This is a little different than last time we hung out.
I know. A little different.
Completely different setting. You got this hit TV show.
Thank you,
to you as well.
This is awesome, yeah.
TBS, and in your second season now with Sullivan and Son, right?
Yeah.
It's already started, the season, right?
Yeah. We had the season premiere last Thursday with Ken Jeong, who you guys know from The Hangover. People know him as Mr. Chow, the man who jumps out of a trunk naked. I know him as an Asian who set Asian men back another 6.5 inches. So, F you, Ken. He's the best, though. He was awesome. And what perfect timing. You know, we're going up against Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Right.
So it just worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it couldn't have been any better.
Yeah. All that needs to happen is a tightrope walker to do a Thursday night as well. It's just like, let's just call it New Year's.
Steve Byrne hanging out with us, star of Sullivan and Sons on TBS Thursdays at 10 p.m. Now, Sullivan and Son is about Steve Sullivan, who's played by Steve Byrne, leaving behind his life in New York as a successful corporate attorney to take over the family bar in a working-class Pittsburgh neighborhood. And I see here, Steve, that your mom is – you have a Korean mother, an Irish father.
Yes.
You're originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and you now reside in Los Angeles. Is it weird that your character is kind of just like you?
It's shocking.
Barely got that out.
Yeah.
I know. I couldn't keep a straight face.
You're right about what you know, right?
Yeah.
So just growing up Korean and Irish, I wanted America to know the pain that I endured growing up with black hair and red pubes. So that's the gist of the show. No, it's a great bar show. It's a fun summer sitcom. It's reminiscent of sitcoms I grew up with. You know, I get to work with Rob Long, who did Cheers. He was the boss on Cheers for like the last 8 years, and Vince Vaughn and Peter Billingsley. So it's not a bad crew to get to work with.
Yeah, you have a great cast. I mean, the relationship you have on screen is great. I mean, the chemistry. And then off screen,
you're all buddies, too.
I see, you know, like you tweeting out, you went to an NHL playoff game, and you all hang out together.
Yeah.
And have, I mean, you knew each other doing comedy, stand-up, right?
Yeah, I knew them doing stand-up for years. And so when I wrote the original pilot, I wrote Roy, Owen, and Ahmed as types of guys I wanted on the show. I never thought in a million years I'd get all three of them, but that's a testament to TBS and what great partners they are. But we've got great comics that have been on the show. Like Ken Jeong was a stand-up comic before he was in The Hangover. Billy Gardell stops by. Kunal from Big Bang Theory is doing next week. And it's so funny. When I was driving here, I passed this mattress store. So when I first came to L.A., I flew from New York as a comic, and I was doing Comic View, BET's Comic View. And I was hanging out with Tony Rock, who's Chris Rock's little brother, who was on a show at the time, and I knew him. So he's like, yeah, let's hang out. I'll show you around, and we'll get some lunch at Roscoe's, and we'll go, I got to go pick out a bed. You want to go with me? I was like, yeah. So the next week.
It's an odd thing for a buddy to ask.
It's kind of weird.
What a first date. Roscoe's at a mattress store.
So I'm at a comedy club in New York City called The Comedy Cellar. And I walk in, and Tony's sitting in the comedian's booth where we all hang out. And I put my bag there, and I was at the bar talking to a girl. I'm like, hey, Tony, can you throw my bag? And he throws the bag over to me. And it falls on the ground, and my camera in there, my cell phone, and everything fell. I'm like, dude, you almost broke my thing. So I went over, and he's reading a newspaper. I grabbed it, and I crunched it up, and I threw it in the garbage can. And he goes, SOB, all these swear words, whatever. He came over, and he started punching me. And he got me up against the bar, and he's wailing on me. And I'm laughing. I'm like, is this real? And then he's like, Brooklyn's in the house. You mess with Brooklyn. You step to Brooklyn. I'm going to mess you up. All this. I'm like, what the? And he's coming at me, and I didn't realize on the newspaper was a picture of him. There was an article on him, and I threw it out. So he's Brooklyn. He's yelling all this stuff. Finally, the other comics break it up. He's all the way at the other end. He goes, I'm going to beat your ass, Byrne. I go, hey, man. And this is what came out of my mouth. I helped you pick out a bed. I was like, oh. Why? Of all the – and Ben Bailey, the guy who was on Cash Cab, just helped, was holding me back, and he turned around. He just looked at me. He goes, really, dude?
That's
your comeback?
From Brooklyn's in the house. To help
I mean, it had to deflate him a little bit. He's like, yeah, he did help me pick out that pillow top.
And anybody who's gone mattress shopping knows that takes a while. You're like, this one or this one? This one or this one? I don't know. This one, lay
on
that.
We did lay down together. You get on that side. Let's see if it... No, it's
that's street,
nice.
Right?
That's, yeah,
that's
so street.
Street.
That's what G-Unit and 50 Cent do, right? In like the videos, they just hang out at mattress
store. Yo, man,
store.
I helped you pick out your Tempur-Pedic.
Steve Byrne hanging out with us.
Oh, my God.
The star
funny.
Of Sullivan and Son on TBS Thursdays at 10 p.m. It's a hilarious bar comedy based on Steve Byrne's life. And we had Owen Benjamin on the show. He's on your
I'm
show
sorry
as well.
About that.
I know.
Yeah. Wait, he ain't ugly as they say.
Yeah, Heidi wants to have his babies.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I just look at men as I'm like, ooh, he'd make pretty babies.
We haven't had Roy on the show yet. Roy Wood Jr. Or Ahmed. Ahmed is a friend of the show as well. We're gonna have him in at some point to talk about this. I mean, I love all those guys. And what's great is I saw them do their comedy tour, the Sullivan and Son comedy tour over to Flappers in Burbank. These guys are hilarious, and to have such great stand-ups on the show and how they're touring together and promoting the show, it's like a brilliant idea. I don't think anyone's ever even done that or had this many stand-up comedians on one cast and saying, hey, let's all go out together as a Sullivan and Son comedy tour. And
smart.
They're going to have a couple more shows here, two upcoming shows let's see. June 19th. Is that 19th? June 19th? That's today?
That's today.
Oh, it's today, yeah.
My God, today.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, really? At the Hollywood, the Improv, Hollywood, California, and on July 5th through the 13th at the Improv in Irvine. So definitely go check out the Sullivan and Son comedy tour.
And with Sullivan and Son, the show, it is one of those shows where you're watching, you're like, God, I want to go to that bar and have a beer. Like, I just want to just sit
there. Is there
and have
a dream of yours
drinks.
To open up a real bar someday?
Well, we do. I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying this, but when the audience leaves, people always think it's a laugh track. It's like, no, we actually earn the laughs on the show. And if a joke bombs, the writers keep coming up with stuff.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn's always there, and he'll improv great lines, and then we'll get the laugh, you know, which is great. But then the audience leaves, and around 10:30, 11, we turn it into a real bar. So it's pretty fun.
Beautiful.
It actually, yeah, we hook up the kegs, and I think last week we went through two kegs or something.
What does your mom think about your mom on the show?
It's her.
It is her.
My mom is a stone cold, like, tiger mom, and it's totally her. And Jodie Long, it's so funny. Like, Jodie Long is Chinese and Japanese and plays my Korean mom.
Right.
Dan Lurie is Italian and plays my Irish father. It's so I'm like, how did I go 0-for-2 with the Asian? It's like you'd think.
Does your mother agree that that is her? I mean, to you, yes, that she nails your mom. But as far as your mom watching us, she's nothing like me.
No, she's like, that's exactly like
me. She believes it too. Oh,
yeah,
exactly.
Like saying, you're going to call me when you need some help with a little bitch tone in your voice. It's like, it's like that's mommy.
That's your mom.
Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, we are touring, though. It's funny. When you go on a national tour with comedians, it's fun. And we're promoting it. We're filming together. It's awesome working with each other. But when you fly across the country with a gentleman named Ahmed,
it's a
different flying experience. Because I don't think the random searches are as random as they make them out to seem. So it's like we always see
like, Ahmed slowing us down. Like, I'm already through. Come on.
Just shave before you get to the airport. Please. I mean, throw him a bone. But it's like, hey, we'll see you at Cinnabon at the food court or hopefully Cleveland.
He's never getting through.
Yeah.
And you've been to Afghanistan and Iraq, too.
Those are... 2004, I went over with Colin Quinn because my brother served in the Army. He was stationed at Camp Victory North. So Colin was kind enough to bring me along so I could actually hang out with my brother in a war zone and do some jokes. And ever since then, I've got bitten by the bug. So once a year, I'll try to go over. And we actually went last year, the guys and I, to the Middle East to a bunch of different bases, and I think it's just important to acknowledge the service that the men and women do for our country.
They're so appreciative of, you know, you coming over there probably and making them laugh.
Yeah.
Not a lot of funny stuff going on over there.
No, there really isn't, and there's not a lot to do. You can only play Xbox for so much, and, you know, there's no alcohol allowed, there's no porn allowed, so it's really tough for them, you know?
And I didn't really realize what that was like until I was watching Louis C.K.'s show, and his finale of his first season, I think it was going over to Afghanistan, and they're in the helicopter, and, you know, you're flying out there, and
you can get shot down.
And just do it like a little tent, like a little bay, a little, you know, we put it up out here, and there's like 20 guys there, and you're doing your stand-up for 20 guys.
Yeah, well, I remember we got dropped off once literally by a Black Hawk, dropped us off by the Syrian border. It was like we were 3 miles away, and we were performed for like these special forces guys, and they were all yoked, like 6'4". They look like Abercrombie models. You would be in heaven, by
right?
The way.
I'd be like,
you would
good,
absolutely
good.
Be in heaven.
Good baby daddy there.
But they were just, you know, these guys could kill you with a pinky, And we just performed in like this bombed out basement. It looked like a fight club. And it was like one of the best audiences I've ever had in my life. It's a most remarkable experience. And after you go over there, you come back, you will never complain about anything ever again. Ever.
Did you have to win them? I mean, were they like in fight mode where they're sitting there just like, make me laugh?
Right.
And then and then all of a sudden you broke that and they're just like, ah, ha, ha, slapping their knees? Or were they already like,
ready.
Just couldn't
I think
wait?
They were ready, yeah. Because okay. It's like, you know, look, I mean, especially the Special Forces guys, they're all in the best shape. And it's like, I'm.
They had them full face paint and everything. You're like, is there anybody here? They all walk out from the wall.
But do you prefer. I mean,
I'm leaning against the wall, it's just a dude.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, they're all killing machines, and it's like, how can you not laugh at a 38-year-old man who's got the body of a 12-year-old Vietnamese with a beer gut? It's like, please enjoy this.
This is what we're fighting for?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, this is what it's about. Just throw in the towel.
Steve, we were talking right before you walked in about personal fashion disasters, and you look back in your history of wardrobe. Is there something that you were like, oh, my God, I thought this was such a kick-ass look, and looking back, I'm embarrassed at myself.
One thing I'd never be caught inside of the rest of my life would be Denise Sapienza. She was a girl I was dating in Ohio. But probably my starter jackets, because I grew up like loving Belle Biv DeVoe.
Oh my God.
ABC, BBD, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was always like starter. I had this Michigan starter outfit. It just looked horrible. I looked like Super Dave Osborne. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It was sponsored by Michigan. It was just a horrible outfit. I had some
bad
ones.
But at the time, you're like, oh,
man. Oh, yeah. Do you remember Jams?
Of course, Jams.
Jams?
They were like Hawaiian kind of print, like long,
yeah.
Short.
So you had Jams on your Michigan jacket?
I had Jams. I had Skids. Remember the...
I don't know Skids.
Like it was like the road sign where the cars go, like going off the road or whatever, slippery when wet sign.
They were shoes, right?
They were horrible pants. Oh. They were like clown pants. Hyper colors. I remember those where you put the shirt on, and then it changes colors with your body temperature.
But the like mood shirts.
The color would always change under my armpits because I was in eighth grade. Just black stain.
Instead of being white, they turn fluorescent pink.
Yeah. Yeah.
On a fluorescent green shirt. The fluorescent era, I hate it, too.
Oh, God.
We caught wind of it. I mean, we were the 80s, 90s. Yeah. It was just horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Steve, thank you so much for coming in. Anytime, dude, you want to stop in and promote
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Show.
I appreciate
it's
it.
Hilarious
Definitely
show.
Watch.
Congrats to you guys.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Sullivan and Son on TBS Thursdays at 10 p.m. It is a great show.
Okay,
great comedy.
We live tweet during our shows, too.
Oh, you do?
Me and the fellas, yeah.
You can actually follow Steve at Steve Byrne Live. Spell it B-Y-R-N-E, Steve Byrne Live on
That's
Twitter.
That's the Korean version, by the way.
Yeah. Steve or Byrne?
Both.
Both. Thank you so much.
We
got to take a break. We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.